House Judiciary fees a hearing to examine House buy powers have been weaponized against Americans. By Sean Moran on April 22, 2023. The House Judiciary Committee on Thursday will investigate how Section 702, a law that was designed to help combat terrorism, has been weaponized against Americans. Breitbart News first reported that the House Judiciary Committee will hold a hearing next week on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, ahead of Section 702's December reauthorization deadline. Now, the hearing notice details more about the Thursday hearing. The hearing, Fixing FISA, How a Law Designed to Protect Americans Has Been Weaponized Against Them, will examine the FBI's abuses of its Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, authorities, discuss the FBI's failures to implement meaningful reforms to prevent its abuses, and address the broad issue of warrantless mass surveillance on American citizens. The witnesses for the hearing include Michael E. Horowitz, Inspector General, U.S. Department of Justice. Sharon Bradford Franklin, Chair, U.S. Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. Beth A. Williams, Board Member, U.S. Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. A routine audit recently found that the Department of Justice, DOJ, and the Office of National Director of Intelligence, ODNI, of Section 702 use found that FBI agents often had political overtones for their search queries of the FISA database. This includes the names of a local political party to see if it had links to foreign intelligence. The Justice Department reportedly claimed that FBI personnel misunderstood the search procedures and that they were subsequently reminded of how to correctly apply the query rules. Rep. Darren LaHood, REL, a member of the House Intelligence Committee, dramatically revealed that he was the unnamed lawmaker that was surveilled by the FBI. The FBI said that the surveillance was a defensive countermeasure to make sure the Illinois Republican was not the subject of a foreign influence operation. Here is the video of LaHood testifying that he was surveilled by the FBI. Representative Ben Klein, RVA, and other lawmakers have pressed Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz over the FBI's purchase of Americans' geolocation data. Klein asked Horowitz during a hearing in March if other parts of the Department of Justice, DOJ, are buying Americans' private data, describing these reports as disturbing. Reports have found that the FBI and other law enforcement agencies have purchased Americans' private data in what could be considered a runaround constitutional protections against warrantless searches. Klein then pressed Attorney General Merrick Garland about this controversy. Klein asked Garland if he agreed with Horowitz that purchasing Americans' private data should not have happened post-Carpenter v. United States, a landmark 2018 Supreme Court ruling that held that the United States government needed a search warrant to track suspects for an extended period via cell phone carriers. The Attorney General said, the department, DOJ, has an internal investigation going on internally to find out which parts of the agency might still be engaging in this practice. Sean Vitka, of Demand Progress, an online privacy and digital rights group, said, FBI Director Wray's admission that the FBI secretly purchased Americans' location data derived from internet advertising is both shocking and further proof of the need for Congress to take immediate action to rein in mass surveillance. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.